the Beer, Boobs, and Boots. With Pook. Sorry, I'm joking. I roofied myself.
Oh, God.
And?
Got you boosted.
I got a lot of grudges. With
you look at yourself, you just want to fuck your own self up.
Yeah, true.
Plus?
Dylan. Dixon turned into Boom Howard. We got a nigga down that one. Boom!
That
tastes like an asshole.
Kind of tastes like piss.
Oh, this tastes zero. Like straight dick. Let's try this. Okay, just right. Ready? Ready?
Alright, bust the flow. Huh. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think of some shit to say, but it just was not the right thing I could do.
Anyways, we are back from our hiatus, Beer, Boobs, and Boost. And we got Brian here, and that's it.
Brian.
Yeah, oh, and Brian. Scotty Boosted, can you please
stop sniffing the microphone?
What's
up, guys? Been on that?
So many.
Oh. So it's new, Brian. You haven't been around for a while.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was still working. That's really what
working. Yeah. Bitch, can't even answer your fucking phone. Wow. I called you how many times, dude?
Ooh, nights.
I fucking care. You wake up and check your phone, right?
Not really.
You got hoes to text back, so you got to text me back. I'm the first one on the main one.
They're not hoes anymore.
Hey, remember the time where somebody was calling you and you were like, "Oh, my hoes are calling," and then it's Nick.
Yeah, I do remember. I do remember that now.
I'll never forget.
But it's not hoes anymore. It's skonkas.
Oh, skonkas.
Yeah, you got to give them a new definition. I mean, come on.
Well, what's the difference? Is there like a different like name for
it? It is.
So what if you have like a really like hoochie one? You know, is you like
so a skonka?
Like a hana? Skonka hana?
Ooh, that's nice. I like that term.
You like that?
But that's like your ratchet one. That's like one you just like slide here and there, but you
that's
can't
the one you don't want people seeing you with.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the one
or you keep behind the 5% tent.
Yeah, that's the one you want to. Yeah.
Because she's fucking ugly, but yeah. She has a nice body.
Yes.
I feel that. Yeah.
But you better make sure you wrap up.
Yes.
Especially with that one. That's why they're called skunkas. Because
yeah.
They lay around. They don't have nothing else better to do. They have nothing going for their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So he said, you just described Nick?
Nick's a skunk.
That was me like 6 months ago. So I had mocos come out my throat.
Yeah, from fucking the skunkles.
The nuts just chilling in there.
Why is nut chilling in your throat? Anyways, Brian, you're the newbie here.
Yes.
I am the newbie.
So
I think y'all have had like, what, 3 of these? 4 of these?
Five or six. Yeah. So thanks for not fucking tuning in, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So yeah, nice full support. Dick.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to be on your side, but now this podcast has turned against you.
Yeah. I see that.
So where's your damn car?
Yeah.
Because it's not here.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's probably the only reason why I was invited.
You were invited to the Broke Car Club.
Exactly. I'm over here thinking this was a friendly invitation, but really it was just to talk about my broken car.
Yeah. You should have known. Yeah.
Bitch.
No, I didn't know. It was actually a surprise until I walked in the door. Y'all were like, oh, hey, Brian, here, you want a beer? Here you go. Here's a beer. Did you eat? Oh, yeah, here's some food. And I'm sitting down, and y'all want to hit me with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So anyways, what'd you do to it?
It's broke.
Yeah.
Still.
Bad.
Again, still.
Okay, yeah. This is like the second time it's broken. The first time. Okay, I'm so
we'll start off with when's the last time you drove your car?
Hold on, let me go through my calendar.
did that get hacked too?
Hold on. Let me see. It's been since. I think it's been since February.
So it's been a longest time.
Well, I got it back after that. Full blown race car, heads cam. Did a bigger high rim on it. Stock trans, and the trans was already slipping as was. As soon as I got it back. I took it, got it tuned, drove from Corpus all the way to Houston in one day, went to the track, couldn't stall up, just having all kinds of problems with it. Got that nice, beautiful stall. I can't even stall the car up because I didn't have enough brake pressure in my brakes to hold the car back. So it was a good experience, but I was really sad because I was really trying to break in those tins. I was close.
Yeah, what was your quarter mile time?
13.5.
Wow. Yeah, my first pass was an 11.4. My second pass is an 11.2. That's just because I just
slowly
creeped it up and then just dropped it for wherever I could get it. So I had a way better 60 foot. But
dropped what? You're not dropping a clutch because your car's an automatic.
I took my foot off the brake.
Oh, yeah.
So I just I was like, real manly like flashing the converter.
Basically. That was real manly to say.
says that the guy that's never even had a V8.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I never had a V8. Oh, no, I never had a V8. No. My truck was a V6.
It was a V6. It was a nice taco.
My truck was nice.
It was a nice little taco. It had a little wobble to it, but it was all right.
It had a wobble to it.
Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh. No, I ain't gonna say nothing. Anyways.
I
let Brian drive it one time, and I caught him on Houston Highway ragging the fuck out of my truck.
I believe it. I mean, I was trying to see what kind of balls it had. That's all I was trying to see.
Because I was in this Camaro. I was like, you know what? I want to fucking rag this Camaro.
No, every time he was in it, he's over there fucking revving it up, hauling ass.
Oh, my God.
People calling me, hey, where you going? I'm nowhere. I'm at work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw your car hauling ass down the Navarro. I was like, oh, is it now? Okay, tip-o. I call him, hey, Nick, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm like, where you at? Eating? With who? People? I'm like, you got my car? He's like, yeah. So are you drinking? No. He's real quick to say no, but I know the motherfucker was.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Maybe.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I was like, somebody said you're speeding down Navarro. He's like, oh, no, that wasn't me. It's probably another guy. And then next thing you know, I get a video. A car sitting there coming out of the light and takes off. I'm like, what the fuck?
I never took off in a car like that.
You sure?
Yeah.
He still holds his innocence.
Yeah, he holds his innocence.
I was never ragging your car. But you should rag my Mustang out when you take it to work, liar.
Okay, I never did that because I was always scared of the transmission.
He told me because you were always
bloody. Because there was one time I did like a little pull in it, and I was like, okay, you know, it's kind of fun. And I feel like any standard car is fun.
It is. It doesn't matter how many horsepower you got.
I had like a 3-valve, and I loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
My white 3-valve. Do y'all remember my white 3-valve?
Yeah. You did not know yet.
I only knew you when you got your Challenger.
I had my Challenger for a long time.
I never even seen Brian in my fucking life. Ever seen him at the lot. Any, like, ever, see, at all.
Crazy. Yeah, me either.
And I was a lot.
I've seen you there, but you were too, you know, cool at the time.
I guess for us. I never seen you at the lot either.
Because you were with, like, the red light junkie guys.
Oh.
Die Hard Red Light Junkies.
What was that?
The line junkies.
Hey, I will say.
You bitch, it was you!
It was not me, but. It was you! I thought it was something I would have done. 100% never. I did not do that. But that's fucking hilarious.
I don't know. I don't even remember. Was it my car I have now?
No, it was the Supra.
Okay, so on my Supra, I had put like the Redline Junkies sticker in the back or whatever. Somebody, I don't know how fucking long I was driving around like this. Like, who knows if it was hours, days, weeks, months? I do not know. Somebody fucking scraped off red. So it was just line junkies. So I was fucking driving around.
Oh,
that's fucking funny.
And she thought it was me too. Like, because I would do that.
That's fucking hilarious.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past you.
No, but I didn't. Don't. And I'm salty that someone did that before I did.
That's fucking funny.
I don't know. I don't know if it was just some random person.
Oh, maybe just parked at a store and they thought it would be funny, which it was. So
if I seen somebody with like. Fucking with my windows on the Supra, I think I would have got mad.
You probably would have shot him.
You broke your own window.
Hey, let's not talk about that. Okay, I also had to replace it, and that was a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, that's true.
That was funny. So that looks like, oh yeah, there's no window. That's Pooks.
Yeah.
That poor Supra, that car had a little history for the little time it was here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
definitely.
Lie.
I let it go out the bang, though.
Dude, yeah.
I ragged the fuck out of it.
That little car was nice. Pricey, but it was nice.
I wrecked the fuck out of it.
It broke a lot of little things.
Yeah,
I feel that. It was still cool.
It seemed like it was cheaply made from the inside.
Like the brakes would lock up in the rear all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was weird. Like the parking brake would just stick and lock up.
That's fucked. Oh, was it? It wasn't like an e-brake.
No, it was the push the button.
Yeah, shitty ass design.
And like things would chip off. My USB to charge my phone never worked. Like. Little things, little less things that you would think would be
would
really good.
You would pay $70,000 for a car and it's a piece of shit. But
kind of wish you would have got a GTR.
I kind of almost... Okay, funny story. I don't know if I told y'all this, but I thought when I went to go pick up my car, because I had never seen it in person. I just went to go pick it up. Everything was done online, whatever. I went to go pick it up And I was like, oh, fuck. I had brought my daughter in the car seat with me, and I went to pull back the seat to put her car seat in, and I was like, oh, fuck, there's no back seat in here. Like, there's not even a small back seat. There is no back seat. It is just a two-seater. Yeah. I was looking at a GTR and the Supra at the same time, and I almost got the GTR, but it had more miles on it, and I just figured they ragged the fuck out of this car versus the Supra that was pretty much brand new. And so in my head, I like mashed all the photos together, and I thought I was looking at the interior of the Supra when really I was confusing it with the GTR. So I thought I had like a back seat, and it was just it was a whole thing. Damn. I was like, I can't do nothing about it now. Like,
you already bought the car.
I already bought the fucking car.
That's crazy. You know? I wish we'd got GTR though.
Kinda. I don't know. They're a little big.
They look good though.
I mean,
the Supra's tiny.
I mean, if they would have ragged
they're
it,
they're fucking tiny.
I mean,
tiny.
But if it was stock,
yeah,
it I don't been see. Okay. I don't see it being too much of harm.
It's not like you racked. It's not like you really raced your Supra.
No, I didn't do anything to that thing.
Yeah.
No, but the GTR probably would have been a different story.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you slapped some turbos on there with some fuel system and pushed that motherfucker.
I mean, you just needed an intake and a tune with the Supra, and they were fucking stupid.
Yeah, E85. We told you just to do a downpipe in E85.
It was just too much. Like, it was such a nice car. Like, I didn't want to taint it. I already had a Subaru giving me problems.
I didn't like the red.
No? Oh, I love the red.
I thought the red was nice.
I didn't like the flat red. If it was like a pearl red, yeah, it would look good. But, nah. I didn't like it.
Don't forget about the wrap you had on your car.
Hey, I'm one of the few people that like the anime wrap.
I didn't like it.
I actually had a lot of people love it, but I fucking hated it.
I mean, that chick on it was like, nice. What was her name?
I don't know, anime. I heard it was Zero. I don't
there
fucking
you go.
Know.
It was Zero.
Yeah, Zero.
I don't know, anime.
That was an anime name.
Oh, the chick on the...
Yeah, I remember when we went to pick it up, I did not expect to see a wrap on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't show me pictures. He just told me what he bought. He said it was black. So I'm over there looking for a black Mustang, and next thing you know, we pull up on this one. I'm like, what the
fuck? It's a purple Mustang with an anime girl like
blasted on it.
Like huge anime girl on the side.
Huge tits.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huge. I'm not even going to lie.
Huge tits.
Yeah.
Brian was jacking off in the car.
I was driving next to it the whole way home. I was like, damn,
he's really close to me for some reason. Kind of swerving.
Nick, like,
no, I wasn't swerving. Believe me, I was just watching.
I was really disappointed in that car. Like, I knew it was not a fast car, but when y'all did a pull together on the highway, and I was just so far behind, just like topped out 120. I'm like, I fucking made the worst decision of my fucking life. I should just bought a 5.0. I should just bought a 5.0. At that time, they're almost the same price. Literally, I could have got a 5.0 for like 25.
And I told you.
Yeah, but at that time, everybody had their Mustangs. Everybody was buying 5.0s. Everybody had their fucking 5.0. Everybody got their fucking 10 speed. Dylan was the only one with a fucking manual.
He was. I guess you say Oliver, too.
Yeah.
Oliver had the Gen 3, but.
That's like a special.
With a way better trans.
No, it's the same trans.
It's the same trans.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the Bullets came with the Trimix.
No,
only the Mach 1s.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, those Mach 1s are pretty nice.
Overpriced.
I seen a couple of them for sale, and they're really not that bad priced.
80 grand?
Used?
Yeah.
Used?
Yes.
No, I've seen them
I've seen them in the 60s.
Fuck yeah, they're in the 60s.
I've never seen them. Today, you look one up right now, they're not going to be the 60s. I promise you.
What do you mean?
I promise you.
Today. He acts like I looked at it like 2 years ago.
Pinky promise?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that.
Double.
He licked his pinky, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brian, when is your car going to be done and ready?
Let's see, where are we at?
Because we're penciling in runs now.
I'm really pushing for next month.
Okay.
As long as I can get that controller for the timing.
I'm pushing like,
put
you know,
on.
2025. Mm-hmm. You know? 5 years from now.
And we get a good feel for the car and make sure the car's running good compression and stuff like that with that fresh block in there. Then it should be pretty good. Should. At that point, we'll I might see. Just sell this bitch. Well, I remember I was having block issues. Or I was having like
cock issues. Don't mind
Dylan,
me.
Dylan, when's your car going to be ready?
Next week.
I'd hope so.
I heard some people talking shit a lot too. So you will never be any. You won't hit. You can't be anybody in that slow ass car.
Damn.
That's what I heard.
Fighting words.
Who said that? You can't even get his fucking car running.
My last resort friend.
Oh god.
My last resort friend.
Yeah, last resort friend. Yeah, that That's the guy that tries to act like he's your friend and shit, but he goes and talks behind your back because he's too scared to say shit to your face. I got you.
Yeah, so he's the last resort friend.
10-4.
Yeah, but there was a lot of scoop. There was a lot of shit going on last night. I heard a lot of people shit talking.
I don't know. Spill the beans. If you're scared, then just say that.
I'm not scared. I had to defend the laser for a little while.
For real?
Yeah.
Just because Dylan has had it out a long time. There's a lot.
Little Bird told me that the Skylark can beat it.
Oh, God, no. There's no way.
Dude, I was like, you're smoking dick.
Those dudes,
800-ish.
Those guys more are carb. Like a different breed. I don't know.
They're not.
I've learned for what they say. I just let them say it, and then
the Skylark thinks he's fast.
It just makes it even funnier.
Yeah, you know it is what it is.
His head's too hot right now. I have a lot of grudges. Everybody
feels like they're against them, but nobody cares.
I got a lot of grudges with these people.
Well, I know you had a.
You got a grudge with yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
You look at yourself, you just want to fuck your own self up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
The National Suicide Hotline number is...
All right, anyways, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, we're back. We're going to play a game.
I got to pee.
I hope this works. Don't leave now.
Don't leave now, Nick. You need to stay right where you are. We're about to play a game in this second half. And trust me, you're going to want to stick around for this one. Yeah. We're going to do some prank calls to Nick's dad, who has been known
for flipping shit on me.
For flipping his shit.
And then that's into a car crash.
Yeah.
We're going to see how this goes.
We're going to see how we got
this. This might hit the fan, or this might go not as planned.
As long as I keep the character, it's fine. I think I'm okay. As long as I keep the character, I think
if he answers, it's going to go good.
All right, so we're going to basically say Nick owes a lot of fucking money, and he has put his dad as the reference, and now he owes the money, and he also is getting the car repoed. So
yes.
R.I.P. Nick.
This is believable.
Yeah.
Believable as fuck, and my dad thinks so much of this.
All right, well, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, this is Derek. I just had a missed call.
Yes, sir. This is Mark from Global Lending. I'm actually on a recorded line right now. So I just want to get confirmation that this is Derek Gomez.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm actually calling today. I'm looking for a Nick Gomez.
Yes, I'll have him give you guys a call.
Okay, just real quick, if you could just tell him, we've just been trying to get a hold of him. Just to let him know that his car is 4 months past due. We do have a repossession order for it. If he does pay the balance today, it'll just be the $1,120 if he could pay that today. But if not, we will add on the late fees that are going to be $200 extra a month that he misses. So right now we have him at $800. But like I said, if he does pay today, we can go ahead and waive the late fees. And as long as we can get the balance for the car. But if he cannot pay it, the address that he had listed down was 18 in Floresville, Texas. We just want to get a confirmation that the 2017 Ford Mustang is actually there. Like I said, if he doesn't make a payment, we will be going over there to pick it up.
Okay, and the payment has to be how much?
If he pays today or gives us a call back, either today or tomorrow, I already talked to my managers about it because we want to go ahead and get this paid and get him caught up. It's going to be $1,120 if he could pay it today. But if not, we are going to attach those $200 a month on late fees, which is going to be an additional additional $800 on top of the $1,120, which I think would put his balance. Let me calculate that for you real quick.
But that's just to catch him up. That's not the balance alone, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's just to catch him up if he can pay the $1,120 that he's behind. Let me check it out real quick. Hold on. Let me pull it up on my computer. Give me 1 second. Let me put you on a brief hold. All right. So are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went ahead and looked at the computer. His balance right now on the car is $8,250. If he goes ahead and pays the $1,120 today, it'll drop his balance to $7,150.
Okay.
So,
okay, yeah, I'll let him know.
Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate it, and you have a great day.
So do I play along when I answer?
That is your fucking ass. That is your... Dude, you are so... I hope we...
He already called.
I hope we picked it up. I hope we picked that up. Please tell me.
Is my mic on?
Fucked.
My mic on?
So fucked.
My mic on? So do I? He already called me twice. So do I? So do I call him back and like play stupid?
Keep going. Yeah, play stupid.
I want to get exposed real quick. All right, here we go. Hold on.
Hey.
What's up?
I just got a call. They're going to repo your car.
They're going to repo my Mustang?
They're going to.
Why? I already paid it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're 4 months behind it.
I just paid $230 like Monday. Well, how do they have your address? You weren't even living there when I bought it.
I don't know, son.
I just paid $230. What the hell?
The guy said that if you paid the balance to catch you up, which is $1,100.
Oh my God, dude.
Nick, listen to me. Do you want me to tell you what this guy said or not?
Okay, I'm sorry.
The guy said that you owe $1,100 today to catch you up for 4 months, that they have a reposition order, and he has my address if the car's located there.
That's just weird. I literally just paid $230.
Well, you're obviously still 4 months behind.
Okay.
Regardless of whatever, when you dodge them, I told you this was going to happen. You owe $8,000 on the loan.
Yeah, can I finance $13,000?
Yeah, you still owe $8,000 on the car. So they're going to come to my house and get the car. They know where it's at. They're going to see it.
I don't know how much trouble I'm going to be in. I mean, does it have wheels or a motor?
Well, what they'll do is they'll auction it off and get probably $500, and you're gonna owe $7,500 left on the loan.
So I just still be paying for something that I don't even have.
Yep, that's what happens.
I can try to make a payment Friday because I get paid, but I got rent. I gotta buy stuff for Maddox. I mean, I can try my best. I'll make another payment. I can call him.
You don't have to tell me anything. I'm not the bank.
Okay, then
have to call and work something out with them. But like I said, the guy says that they have a reposition order. And they have my address.
Okay.
But since my property isn't locked, they could probably go into my property and get it.
Yep. And it's right there, too, so.
Yep.
All right. Well, then I have to, I guess, call Monday morning and see what I can figure out or do. Because I don't know if that $230 even made a difference or anything. So, let's see what I can do on the Friday. Because I know.
He said that since it's 8 months or 4 months behind, that the balance is only $1,100 or something, that if they add the $200 late fees, then it's going to be $1,800. So I suggest you talk to them.
Okay.
If you want to keep your car, if not, then just let it go.
Well, then it's, my credit's going to go complete. I can never buy a new car.
It already is. So I'm just letting you know what they told me. And I don't know when they're going to come try to get it.
Okay, well, then I have to make a call Monday.
You better call them today.
Okay.
Because they just contract you out, and these guys drive around and they look for them.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Okay. Well, like I said,
The only other thing I can suggest is if you come up and you cover the car completely and they can't tell it's your car.
Well, I mean, to them, it's black. I mean, but it's the only address with the Mustang in the yard.
Right.
Well, then
if you cover it completely, they won't know what it is.
Yeah, that's true. I just hide it.
So I don't know what you want to do.
Well, then I'll call them tomorrow and see what they can do. If I can't really do much about it, then I might just go and buy a car cover or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dad. Me, Brian, Pooks, and Dylan are on the podcast, and this guy prank call, Dad. We knew you were gonna.
I seen that it was her caller ID. But I was like, I don't know. It makes sense. He's 30.
Yeah. So I was like, this is gonna be believable because I know I had this happen before. So we made a perfect candidate. We spent like 30 minutes trying to plan this out. Sorry. Sorry, Dad.
I mean, did I sound legit though?
Brian was excited because he.
Did I sound legit?
Yeah, wait till I drag your ass down and beat you up.
Oh, boy. I already knew. It was like, my dad's going to, as soon as he hangs up, he's going to call me. He's going to call me and he's going to yell at me.
All right, see you later, Dad.
All right, I love you, Dad.
Goodbye, Dad.
Bye.
All
right, bye.
Your dad's wave of emotions inside are probably like off the scale.
He's right probably now. Like, I want to fucking kill this kid again, dude. Yeah. God damn it, Nick.
Hey, but hold on. He's going to drag your ass.
Yeah. Hey, but the thing is, hey, I like how He threw some tips about how to hide it.
He's a real one.
Yeah, I was like, just fucking hide the thing.
He's like, I mean, the only other thing I could say is to throw something over it.
I mean, I'm not going to say do it, but I'm not going to say you can't do it. Oh,
fuck. All right, well, thanks for being a champ, Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry, your dad's going to beat your ass regardless. Yeah.
I might drive a different way, go back to San Antonio today.
So let's wrap it up. Brian, you may not be familiar, but we do something called What Did You Learn? All right, so we need to know, what did you learn from this podcast?
Well, what I've learned is that your dad's always going to be hella clutch for you to learn how to hide your car.
That's true.
I mean, that was the best thing I took away from this.
I was surprised he said that.
I was really surprised.
I thought he was going to say, I'm just going to let him fucking come take it. I don't give a fuck.
He's like, yep, that's my address.
Yeah, I mean, don't get this piece of shit out of my grass.
I mean, I was waiting for him to come through the phone.
Yeah, honestly. All right, Nick, what did you learn?
Yeah. What did I learn? Fuck. You hit me on the wrong time. Probably Brian's car would never be finished. Okay. I think Brian says his car's going to be done in like a month. No, I think another year.
Nick, you don't have a motor in yours.
All right, fuck off, okay?
Yikes. All right, Dylan, what did you learn?
I learned that that Brian's going to get his ass beat after Nick gets his ass beat.
Well, that's the same thing I learned. I learned Derek's about to drag fucking Brian.
Thanks a lot,
I'm sorry, I mean...
That was pretty good.